the book Hebrews, part 36. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Joshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe have a question, most probably want to know more about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one which I have a couple of copies available, please contact us at my WhatsApp. It's international plus 27 code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website https://yahva. Y-A-H, so in other words, Y-A-H-V-A-H, yahva.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning because you have missed out on a lot of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of the other studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family and those that you care for. And make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a write a notepad ready. It's very important to note that we do not associate ourselves with the following groups or people. Any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventist churches. Instead, we are not affiliated to any Protestant church in the world. We are not affiliated to no church. We are a Bible study group. It's all we are. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the one that was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam. It's called the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. It's not the 1902 Emphasis Bible, the corrupted one. According to this ancient Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahashua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yahva. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. And we refer to ourselves as Yahvists, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16 in the Restoration Bible. I trust that this study was going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahashua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this will be an awesome time together. We will now continue where we left off on Friday. We are busy with Genesis 2 verse 7. It says in the 1611 King James Bible, "And the Lord God formed men of the dust of the ground." Now if I said I formed a brick, it means that I built a brick from the ground of the earth. Am I right? Yes. Now if he says the Lord God, look at the word, I'm using the 1611 there for you to have a look at the spelling of the word Lord. L-O-R-D, all capital letters. God, capital G-O-D, capital G, small letters O-D. So in other words, this actually is Yahva El Elohim. Yahva, capital letters, Y-A-H-V-A-H, Yahva. And that's why the word Lord is all in capital letters, because from the original ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the word Lord comes. And Yahva, Now Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. After he was finished. And man became a living soul. He became a ever living soul. Because animals also have souls. But it's not everlasting souls. When we die, our souls is our soul's dimension. From my eyebrows to the top of my head, that space is called my soul. I ask a question Was this spoken man and woman of Genesis 1 verse 26 and 29 the same creation? The Genesis 1, 26, 29 creation of men and women, are they the same as what Yahweh is doing now in Genesis 2 verse 7? No, it's not. But I thought he rested on the seventh day of all his work. All his work was done in the first 6 days. It's not. I'm just using a phrase here. Let's say this is the eighth day. And he rests on the seventh day. This is the eighth day. And he's still creating. He's creating men. He's forming men out of the dust of the earth. So it's not the same creation. Because the Genesis 1 creation was spoken, it wasn't created. This second creation is a man-made creation. It's not just spoken. And that we will see as we continue now. So I'm talking about the first creation, second creation. First creation, Genesis 1, with man and woman. And he says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. To Adam, he didn't say be fruitful. With Genesis 1, 26, 29, he made man and woman immediately together. Here, when he made Adam, he didn't make Eve the same day. Doesn't say how long, but he was lonesome after a time. Then he needed a mate, a help. The Bible says a help. Genesis 2 verse 8. And again he says the Lord God. Look at the word Lord God, capital. Again, Yahweh El Elohim. Planted a garden eastwards of Eden. Was this the creation of Genesis 1, 26, 29? Were they compelled to stay in a garden between four rivers? No. He said to them, go into the world and be fruitful and multiply. Have a sexual relationship. Plant people. Plant and plant. And, with other words, multiply and fill the earth. Adam didn't tell to multiply. Because first of all, there was no woman with him to multiply. And Yahweh Almighty planted a garden. He didn't say it was the world. He planted a garden eastwards of Eden. And there he put man who he has formed, which he has made with his hands. And out of the ground made the Lord God. Now again the word, I'm using the word Lord God for one purpose here. I don't like it. I would rather just say Yahweh my Elohim. But I want you to see the spelling of Lord and God. Lord God. Lord capital letters. Why? Because Yahweh's name, Yahweh my Elohim, was capital with Yahweh, capital letters. In the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, 6,923 times. The name Yahweh, capital letters. In that Bible, not once will you find it with a small or one capital letter and a small letters. It's too holy. In the New Testament, 127 times, you will find the name Yahweh in the New Testament, all capital letters. Because you will also find the name Lord God in the New Testament, which is the 1611 King James Bible. But not once will you find it in the Restoration Bible, so. And out of the ground made Yahweh El Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden. The tree of life. Now I would say that tree must be a capital T. Tree of life. Capital L. Tree of life. If we continue in study, we will find this is not a tree with fruits or apples or anything. Yahushua is a tree of life. And this is figurative speech. When he talks about the tree of life and the tree of death. Tree of death is Satan. And the tree of life, Yahushua. But that's a figurative speech that the churches never taught us about. We were looking for a little apple tree. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So that's the tree of darkness. The tree of life, Yahushua, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of darkness. The tree of life, the tree of life is the light of Genesis 1 verse 3. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil is the tree of darkness, which is also in Genesis 1. I say Genesis 2, sorry. Genesis 1 verse 3. The same happens. He was the light, and there was the rule over the darkness. Darkness, the knowledge of the knowledge of good and evil. Now I want you to look at the grounds, the area where the Garden of Eden is. It's not the paradise. Not once in the Bible it says paradise. The Garden of Eden. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden. But I thought, the church taught us that Adam and Eve were the Genesis 1 people. But this is a garden. A garden is a small area. It's not the whole world. I want you to, all the time, to picture the instruction to the Genesis 1 people was, those that have spoken, go out, multiply, fill the earth. Yeah, there's no multiplication. There's no filling the earth. This is a garden. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from this was it, it was parted and became into four heads. So it took off. One river and sidelines, four sidelines. The name of the first is the Pison. That is which passeth the whole land of Havala, where there is gold. Verse 12. And the gold of the land was good. There is Bethlehem and the Oxington stone, Onyx stone. And the name of the second river was Gihon. The same is that competitors the whole land of Ethiopia. Verse 14. The name of the third river was Hiddekel. That is which groweth towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. But isn't this in the desert? All these names, these lands, these areas, is desert. It's not the world. Go into the world and multiply and fall. No, this is in the desert. He says in verse 15, and Yahweh El Elyon, the Lord God, again, look at the word Lord God, took the man. He doesn't say men. The man, one single man. And put him, he didn't say they, him, single, into the Garden of Eden, to dress it and to keep it. So he was made the garden keeper. He had to rule over it. He had to do with it as he pleased. One man, the Genesis 1:26 people, didn't have any instructions to observe one river area, go fill the earth, multiply. And the Lord God, which is Yahweh, our Elohim, commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou must freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. Ay, 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 ay. The tree of darkness. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So immediately, according to verse 17, death didn't rule over Adam. Why? Why not? Because Yahweh blew in him the breath of life. What kept Adam everlasting? What kept Adam living an everlasting life? Do you know? Obedience. You not to eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. As long as he was obedient, he did not die. He lived. He must not eat of the tree of the good and evil. Verse 18, and the Lord God, which is Yahweh Elohim, said, it is not good that man should be alone, or make him a help, meet for him, a help. Somebody, a friend, a meet. I will make him a companion. He didn't make him a wife. Because the moment that she's a wife, then there's sexual intercourse and there's a multiplication. Later on, after becoming disobedient to the instructions, then she becomes the wife of Adam when she bears his children. But now she is a help. Verse 19, and out of the ground the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, formed every beast of the field. What does he do? Now he formed every beast of the field. This is another creation. It's not the Genesis 1 creation. This is Adam's creation. It's for his purpose. And every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he could call them. In Genesis 1, they didn't have names. Now Yahweh brings them to Adam. He says, you name every one of them. It's your prerogative. Name them as you wish. Now we are going to call them, and whatever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Now we are going to stop right here, and tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, we're going to continue with verse 20. Maranatha. Yahweh Shua is coming back again. Hallelujah.